Proclamation number 8329 of 16th of November, 1962. Great spiritual need in the end times. You must not be surprised at the confused views of people in the lost time before the end. No matter in which field. My adversary rules everywhere, and he influences the thinking of those who are not completely firmly united with me. But my own will ask themselves how it is possible that such wrong thinking has set in amongst humanity, for they are guided by me myself in their thinking and therefore cannot understand the direction of humanity's thoughts, because they have little faith and go their way alone without me. And therefore my adversary can join them. Earthly and spiritually people have turned away from truth, from natural feeling and from everything good and beautiful. In contrast, they pay homage to the world in the most blatant form, i.e., they distort everything and have lost all feeling for what is right and good. And spiritually they are in deepest darkness, they know nothing about spiritual correlations, about their God and Creator and their task in life on earth and desire to know nothing about it either. They live in a completely wrong direction of will and therefore give my adversary unrestricted power which he uses in the most evil way. And help is impossible as long as the desire to gain clarity in all things does not arise in them. This desire must arise from them in the realization that the world and its goods are transient and that their life cannot only be an end in itself but must be a means to an end. They can gain this realization as soon as they have lived themselves out, as it were, as soon as they've enjoyed earthly what seemed desirable to them. Hours of inner reflection can come which make the life they have lived so far seem stale and absurd, and then it is possible that they will undergo a change, that they will be accessible to the speeches of fellow human beings who walk the right path and try to convince them that their path is the right one. And people should take pity on the spiritual hardship of their fellow human beings and intercede for them. For such prayers do not go unheard. Yet for the most part the adversary retains his power over such people, and the spiritual hardship becomes increasingly more threatening and also causes the transformation of this earth. For as soon as the spiritual low point is reached, a destruction of the old earth with all its creations is also justified. A total transformation of everything that contains immature spiritual substances for the purpose of ascent development. But for the end of a redemption period, this disinherited state will always be amongst people because many people will walk across the earth at that time who still harbor much immature spiritual within themselves but whose time has expired, which was granted to them for release from the form. These people can reach maturity in the time until the end, but they have to give up their resistance against me, they have to change their will and turn towards me. Yet they lack faith in me as God and Creator who can and will give them strength. But without such they are too weak. But they are constantly pointed to the power which gave them life, both through my word, which also reaches these people at times, and through their experience, their own fate and that of their fellow human beings. For I reveal myself to all people who only think about what earthly life gives them. The human being is completely free to think. He is certainly influenced by my adversary or also by the forces of light, but he is not forced to think in the same direction as those. But as long as the human being possesses the ability to think on my part, he also has to answer for how he has used his earthly life, for everything is done on my part to stimulate his thinking. 11/16, 1962, and therefore it is also possible for such people to reach maturity on earth which allows them to enter the kingdom of light. who enter this earth in a still very immature state. They may be of whatever nature they want. It is not impossible for them to change and reach perfection, because my grace flows to everyone in an unusual way and only needs to be utilized. And I even take a very weak will into account by letting such people get into situations where their resistance decreases and it could be easy for them to turn to me. I use every means which still promises success so that the soul will not fall into the lot of new banishment. But I must leave them the last freedom. And it is a great mercy if they are prematurely recalled from earthly life, because then they will no longer be able to fall deeper on earth and everything will truly be tried in the kingdom of the beyond to protect them from a further fall into the abyss. But then they will still stay close to earth, and they can also follow the fate of many people on earth who are close to them in earthly life. They can also still think in the spiritual world, even if they are often confused, but time and again they are granted assistance by the beings of light which present themselves to them in the same garment, who join them in the same garb, and talk to them. Every effort is made to bring the souls on the path of ascent, always without compulsion of will but with loving care, which is sometimes also recognized and gratefully accepted. But as soon as this period of redemption comes to an end, the gates into the spiritual kingdom are closed, i.e., the separation of the goats and sheep has already taken place on earth. Only those people remain who are faithful to me and will be raptured to the new earth. But the others are my adversaries' followers, and they also share my adversaries' fate. They will be bound again for an infinitely long time. And therefore you should not pity the people who are called out of life, for there is still an improvement to be achieved in them. They have not completely fallen prey to my adversary, even though they can still sink in the kingdom of the beyond, whereas those who stay behind certainly still have the opportunity to turn back until the end and will then also be saved from the downfall, but they will make little use of this opportunity and therefore face a dreadful fate. And you will also be allowed to regard the departure of your loved ones beforehand as an act of grace on my part. And as soon as you let loving thoughts and intercession follow them, you will no longer need to fear that they will be lost. These assurances on my part shall always comfort you and explain all strokes of fate, misfortunes and disasters where many people lose their lives. For I want to reduce the number of the wretched who experience a new banishment as far as this is possible. For it will be very high. After all, my adversary is active in the end in such a way that he has and retains a large following. Yet one thing is certain, that every single soul will be fought for on earth as well as in the spiritual kingdom, that everything will be done to guide people onto the right path and to provide assistance to the departed souls. For all shall attain beatitude. Amen.